Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yep, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Ficky Fig, holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. And I felt like the theme of the show today was Luke hates.
Oh, man.
Luke
hate,
hates.
Hate. Luke hates. I thought, see, Luke.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a lot of random stuff. He was just getting his hate off.
And I love it. It's great. See, honestly, Luke, in studio, you've been sitting, I think we've both been in a seated position during the entirety of the show. You were standing up at the start of the segment. I thought you were getting ready. Like, I thought you were cracking your knuckles like, oh, rock bands? Yeah.
That's right.
Let's get this hating right,
come on. Yeah. Come on now.
Let me tell you why the Beatles suck.
No, I would never go that far.
Yeah, so I got
That's a popular one. Do you not have friends that try and say the Beatles over it? Like, that's probably the most popular, like, I am trying to be edgy with my music tapes and saying that the Beatles
I actually
suck.
Know a lot of people that when it comes to the Beatles, they say, nah, they're a little too poppy.
Right.
They prefer the Stones over the Beatles.
I probably do too, but I love the Beatles enough. I respect them.
Okay, so he does have a boundary. Like, there is a limit to the hate that he will give. All right.
All right, so I got, in my hand, I got this list. On the text line, y'all was going in on me during the break. I did not come up with this list.
I don't know. I think I saw you typing it up.
Nah, I did not. I did not. Yeah, I promise. I did not come up with this list, but I'm going to just read this list, and I want Luke to,
I'll clear out. Go ahead, Luke. Yeah, Luke, you got it.
So when I name this person, I'm going to go through this list. I'm going to start at number 10, and I want you, let me know if you agree with this take, all right?
Sounds good.
So number 10, they have Creed on this list as the top 10 overrated rock bands of the 80s and 90s. Now, they just snuck in towards the end of the 90s.
But I know. I'm surprised they made the list. I go the opposite. Creed is underrated.
Really?
Okay. They become like a punchline.
Wow.
Okay. Go back and listen to some of those songs.
Okay.
They had some hits.
I like that. I like that.
Creed.
Yeah, the Rangers just had them like all over the place I was gonna say like I would agree with this just off of that. Like they got so much run during that World Series run. It was just like, all right, guys,
I think our sister station up at Philly. They actually sing.
Because they were annoying everybody up there at Radio Row.
Yeah. Yeah. So number 9, they have Aerosmith. Hold it. Aerosmith post Toys in the Attic era.
Okay. Yeah, probably. I would say so.
Post Toys in the Attic era. So you think that's a little overrated?
Yeah, I could agree with that. I won't. Yeah, I don't feel strongly enough to disagree. I could go.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
I will say, though, they had that hit song for Armageddon. That was a jam in the 90s.
Right, don't want to miss the thing.
Yes.
That joint.
That's okay. Right. You two turn that song down.
It still does. It still goes up.
All right. What about this one? Number 8. Coming in number 8. Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh. Overrated. Really? I like Smashing Pumpkins. I like Billy Corgan. Okay. Underrated.
Okay.
Wow. Wait. Can I press pause here? Because from the 713 on the text line, they said classic rock bands are not overrated if they're still going. So that's just blanket statement?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, this list said top 10 overrated rock bands from the 80s and 90s.
Sure. No, but this person is asserting that if a rock band, a classic rock band, is still making it shake to this day, that means that they're not overrated.
I disagree. especially the bands that are like, I love Billy Joel. He has not come out with a new song in 30 years. These are a lot of guys that are just resting on their laurels. They haven't come out with new music in decades. They're playing the same song you were making out to your high school girlfriend decades ago.
Yeah, but
now you're geriatric and you're listening to the same songs. I mean, come on.
But see, I mean, you could kind of say that too. Like as far as that, what he said, you could apply it to like a Taylor Swift. Like her music plays all the time, and some people feel like she's a little bit overrated.
That's
or
right.
Beyonce. Some people feel like Beyonce is a little bit overrated.
I would never say such a thing.
I wouldn't. Some people say.
Not on open airwaves, which mean in these parts.
That's
they
true.
Will find you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean when I say they.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 7, U2. How you feel about U2? Do you feel like they are overrated?
U2's really tough. They were great in the 80s, but then there was a point there. The last 20, 30 years have not been great for U2. And then when they forced everybody to have their album on their record, that really hurt U2's reputation.
Yeah. That one hurt so bad.
That one hurt.
Everyone went.
That's
Bono,
the only thing people remember them for.
Yeah. Bono became a bit of a pretentious jerk the last two decades.
That is correct.
Should they be on this list?
Yeah, it's tough because when you say overrated, it speaks to a certain rating. And I don't know exactly what that is at this
point. Nowadays it's true.
Yeah.
I'll say overrated.
Overrated?
Whoa! Oh.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio System. We're going through the I found this list. I did not make this list. Let me be clear. I did not make this list of the top 10 overrated rock bands from the 80s and 90s.
You two made a Spider-Man musical?
Ooh, I didn't even know about that.
Are you for real, Isai?
That's silly.
Number 6, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, get out of here. Yeah, love the Chili Peppers.
I don't think anybody's giving you that one, dog.
Their lyrics are nonsensical, but I love them.
I'm surprised they actually made this list.
Yeah.
What about this one? Number 5, coming in number 5, Def Leppard.
Yeah, probably. They're really
overrated?
Yeah, I like Def Leppard. I've seen them in concert twice, but I feel like they're more of like a women's band. Like I was almost ashamed to be there.
Whoa, wait a minute. Man. Hold on.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
Yeah, I admit it. I was kind of embarrassed to be there, but I like them. But yeah, I would say so. They had some great arena rock of the 80s. Didn't really carry on beyond that. A lot of props to their drummer, who only has one arm. I like them, but I would say overrated.
Okay. Number 4, Kiss, but the 80s version of Kiss.
Yeah, when they're coming out with their ballads. I say Kiss.
The 80s version.
I say the whole catalog's overrated.
Man. Oh, you love this man.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
Oh, man.
And I love Detroit Rock City, but come on, get them out.
This is fun.
All right, number 3, we're getting a little spicy now. Guns N' Roses.
No, I won't say I like Guns N' Roses.
All right.
And I tell you what, when I was in here 2 weeks ago, someone was making fun of Chinese Democracy on the text line, the album that Axl Rose finally put out in like 2005 after talking about it. I like that. That's a good album. Guns N' Roses, underrated. I like
underrated.
That.
Underrated, okay. Number 2, Poison.
Yeah, overrated.
I hate you.
I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
Yeah, Poison stinks. Bret Michaels has had a better career on VH1 than he did in music, yeah.
All right, the number 1 overrated rock band of the 80s and 90s on this list that is not my list, by the way, Bon Jovi.
Ooh, this is another tough one. Because he's done nothing since the 80s. And I once bought a bootleg Bon Jovi album on the streets of New York in about 2001.
That is a wild statement that just came together.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a good song then. It's My Life. That was that song. Great song at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bon Jovi's tough. I feel like he was perfect for his era. If he came out any other time, I don't think there is a Bon Jovi.
Mm.
But he was perfect for the 80s. He has some great songs that people just love to sing. I won't say overrated. Plus, he's Italian. Let's go. Overrated.
Okay. I didn't realize that was the tiebreaker. I learned something.
You said he's not overrated.
I'll say not overrated.
Okay. I got you.
Now you just got It's My Life stuck in my head. Like, it's just.
Yeah, that was a jam.
It is going. And by the way, there are people, some Def Leppard fans on a text line that are basically saying, come outside, we won't jump you. That's what I'm reading.
Yeah, I see somebody from the 713. This is a dumbass list, except for the Kiss and Creed. These idiots made this list are not rock music fans. Man.
You know what's funny? Somebody was like, the number one on this list better be Nickelback. And this is where I will give my hot take. They are underrated at this point. Just because y'all have gone so hard on trying to like say that they're all terrible. They got some stuff. Like, we're not going to pretend like they don't got some stuff.
Yeah. Like, I was never on the hate Nickelback train at all. Like, I didn't grow up really listening to them like that. But every time I hear the music, I'm not like, oh, I got to cut this off.
Yeah, they're a band where like their deep cuts are better than their hits. Their hits were too poppy and overplayed, but they can rock and they got some good stuff.
Right, and it's really just like the framing, because they've been panned so consistently,
right,
and like all the way across. Unanimously is the word that I was looking for, and now you know they're underrated. The rating is just really, really low.
Which is, I say the same for Creed.
Mm. Okay, I guess you know what? I hear that.
Creed came out with a song, What If, for the Scream 2 soundtrack. Great song. Listen to it on your way home. Good band.
Okay. So I feel like we did it. I feel like Luke did a pretty good job with this list.
I was kind.
People are not a fan of this list, by the way. So
that's what lists do, man. Yeah. They might not be right, but they get the people going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So, have y'all heard of the term raw dogging?
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
What about the term barebacking?
Yes. Yeah.
Do y'all want to explain to the class what those terms mean?
No.
Don't do it, because it don't mean what y'all think it means. So, one of the biggest viral terms to come out in 2024 was the term raw dogging flights. Do y'all have a clue?
I do.
What we talking about now?
I do know what
so
that
apparently,
is.
So apparently, raw dogging flights is basically avoiding all technology, all entertainment while flying. So if you see that person just looking at the back of their seat,
yes,
and not listening to anything, not doing anything, just sitting there.
You know what the thing is that people have been doing with this so-called raw dogging a flight? These flights will have like the trackers where they'll show you where on the flight path
that's
you
me.
Are. For real?
I will have that on. Yeah, I never watched the movie or TV show on the screen.
But are you listening to something like in your headphones?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes it'd be a podcast. But
you got that.
If I'm tired, if it's just like nighttime or something like that, it would just dead quiet, listening to nothing.
Oh, that's my wild. Gosh! I know. I was gonna say mean things.
Yeah. Go ahead and
get that hate, man. We already built the segment around it.
I'm a crazy person. I'm a low key serial killer. But so it's another word that popped up in 2025 called barebacking.
I haven't heard this one. This one is for the youth.
So barebacking is pretty much being on a train or subway or bus commuting without, I guess, using your phone, without looking at video.
So they basically took the same idea.
Pretty much the same
with the same genesis.
But you on the bus.
They were like, hey, look, what's another way of saying that you are not using protection? And then let's turn it and make it something else. All right,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, so real quick, I'm going to go through this list real quick. Words that got rebranded over time.
Okay.
This is kind of interesting. So the word silly. So
what did it used to mean?
So it used to mean blessed or worthy. Then it got evolved into like being naive and foolish.
Huh.
And today it's more of a lighthearted insult type of thing. That one I did not know.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one, number two, is awful.
Yes.
So awful was more of a awe inspiring type of full of awe.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So now it's more feeling bad, I guess. Yeah. Another one, artificial.
Oh yeah, I never considered like what the
yeah, it used to mean artfully created or skillfully created by human hands.
Okay, that makes
so
sense.
So now it's just more fake.
Yeah, because it was made by humans. So I guess okay, as opposed to organic. Okay, yeah.
On the list too, we got naughty, which I guess in earlier English it meant nothing.
Right.
So having naught.
Yes.
So being poor.
Right. Yeah. That I know, especially because I guess as people were trying to find like after the 80s and the 90s, what do you call this next generation? Like some people would call them the naughties, and that didn't stick, as you know. Like we haven't really come up with something that sticks. I go with the aughts, but even then, like I know that that's not popular. But yeah, that's why I know the genesis of naughty otherwise.
Yeah. Some more real quick. Broadcast. This one kind of shocked me a little bit. Shout out to all my farmers out there. Originally a farming term meaning to scatter seeds.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, right? You're casting seeds broadly. Okay, I got you. I never considered it, though.
I never did either. And these are the last two. These are a little more that just went total opposite. Climax. We know about climax, which is referred to the peak of the story of a...
Sure, yeah, that's immediately where my brain went.
Yep, and intercourse. Did y'all know intercourse in older English really meant conversations or communications?
Right. I should text her.
Hey, you want to have intercourse? Just a conversation, baby. That's all it is.
It's like discourse.
Okay. Let's have some intercourse, y'all.
I need you to go ahead and clip that for me. You're not just gonna be out here saying things like that without repercussions. You will hear that again back at some point. All right, that is Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday, right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right, it's been a fun day all the way around. 979 H-Town fan said they are terribly depressed about this Rocket season coming to an end tonight. Do you believe that the Rocket season comes to end tonight? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that and maybe draft the weekend. We'll do it next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.